come to that conclusion, or maybe even for the government to come to that conclusion. I sense hostility in Mr. Martinez's body language, and we may not be able to get to some kind of an agreement on whether or not it's a valid religion. It certainly is outside the mainstream, but that's not unusual in religious practice, and there are certainly many religious practices that are outside what we consider to be a religious mainstream.
And in the UDP case, it was somewhat less complicated because the government stipulated.
They conceded, Your Honor, in that case, we're not conceding in this case.
Okay.
And, Your Honor, the hostility, the hostilities of the cases that we've talked about are, they involve people who have used this substance in their religion since the dawn of time. So I think the government was satisfied in the Rastafarian, the court was satisfied in the Rastafarian situation, in the case of the Apache and the Peyote, in the case of these people from South America, but an organization that decides to sell marijuana to support itself and then claim that it's okay to use it, they're not on the same level as far as I can see now without further research.
Right.
And Ms. Gobert is correct. I do need to look into it further.
Yes. I think the government needs a little bit more information, but certainly some of the statements we have heard here today raise an additional concern for this court. If Mr. Krippner, A, made those statements, and B, if they turn out to be true, then we've got an activity that obviously is not purely a religious activity. It may border on additional criminal activity, so we've got new issues. My hope is that we can get a hearing rather quickly before at least maybe Judge Brack, since he's our sort of resident Article III judge. But that's going to depend on how quickly the government can. First of all, you need to amend what's been filed and file your pleading.
What I probably will do is file my pleading.
Okay.
Can I supersede?
Yes.
I'll still ask for 14 days, Your Honor, to be able to respond. This is
sure.
Kind of complex.
It is. It is. And Mr. Robert has to provide certainly enough information in your pleading to give the government notice where they can go research, you know, the origins of this church. I don't know, they may want to interview some members of the church. It needs to be a full hearing.
Sure, and I would say that, well, the information that was filed at the time of the initial presentment, which was obviously a time at which everybody was brand new to the case, including me. Included in that information are pieces of information that will assist me and the government in finding out about the Church of Cognizance. There were a couple of websites that were shown in the filings, and I think that we have information, both sides have information that will enable us to do the kinds of things that we need to do to be able to make a factual representation of the court as to the...
And let me just explain the problems that I had with what was attached. I have Mr. Acquaintance's affidavit. I think I explained to you it's not signed, the signature page, so the last page and the information on that is missing. Also, there were three other exhibits, none of which are attached. I believe one would be the Supreme Court case as exhibit, and one would be the Religious Freedom Act, International Religious Freedom Act of 1998. That's supposed to be attached as exhibit D. That was not attached. The UDV case was not attached. That was exhibit C. And exhibit B is a history of the cannabis hemp, which I'm assuming Mr. Quaintance relies on in the religious ceremony for the Church of Cognizance. So.
Okay, I apologize.
Maybe you got all of that. We didn't.
I don't have the attachments. And again, okay. this information, these materials were provided to me by, actually it was Mr. Quaintance's son, and he was hurriedly putting things together, and he did give me the affidavit and the motion. I have a full copy of the affidavit. It's three pages, including a signature page. I regret that the court didn't get what...
Well, I got Mrs. Quaintance's, and I assumed that it was probably identical.
They are
because
identical.
The first two pages were so. I figured I got most of the information from the affidavit, but I didn't get any of the other attachments, although I did copy the UDV case myself.
All right. My concern here in terms of detention is that we're not dealing, obviously, with a flight risk. And this is a person that we can establish